And it is time now for Arts Live and Local. Carol is gone today, so my name is Roger Rocca, and I will be sitting in. And we hope you enjoy the show. We're going to start out with some folks from the Eugene Opera. And the Eugene Opera is in town. Members of the opera are presenting Little Women as part of the Astoria Music Festival, and that will be tonight and tomorrow afternoon, July 1st and 2nd, at the Performing Arts Center. We have with us two of the performers from the Eugene Opera. One is Tim McCoy, and the other is Jocelyn Thomas. And so we're going to talk with Tim and Jocelyn about the opera, and well, you ought to get down there tonight and see it. So welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, if you've read Little Women and you go to the opera, are you going to recognize what you're seeing, or is it different as an opera?
It's definitely very similar. This opera actually follows the book more closely than a lot of film and theatrical versions do. It focuses around the central relationship between the four sisters and Jo's...
free spirit.
Right. She is very resistant to change.
Mm-hmm. And you're singing the role of one of the sisters.
Yes, I am singing the role of Amy. She is the youngest of the four and kind of has a reputation for being a little bit vain, maybe a little bit bratty in the beginning. But she, I think, has the biggest arc because she starts out being, you know, quite young, about 15, and then 2 years pass, and a lot can happen between 15 and 17.
And Jo and her sisters are kind of at odds in a way in the story. Is that so?
I wouldn't say that necessarily. If she was going to be at odds with any of them, it would be with Amy. But she really has a very strong connection to Meg, the eldest. Jo is the second. And then to Beth, the third daughter.
But there's a little different idea toward change and so on between the sisters, isn't there?
Well, Jo really is the only one that feels like nothing should change. She really feels so close to her sisters that she's really happy for things to just kind of stay the same forever. But as we all know, that's not really how life works. And Meg is the first one to fall in love with Tim's character, John Brooke, and get married. And Jo is very upset at her for leaving and becoming a woman, a different person.
Tim, it's got to be tough being in an opera with all these attractive young women.
Oh, so hard.
Tell me a little about your role, Tim.
Okay, I'm playing the role of John Brooke. I'm Laurie's tutor and Meg's love interest in the story.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, I like the way the opera is described as an inspiring opera for $15.
It's quite the bargain.
It is.
Yeah, opera, I think, has this unfortunate reputation for being a bit of an elitist art form. And, the big thing right now is Hamilton the musical. And I don't know if this is necessarily true, but I've heard that tickets are going for $600 and $700 in New York. And
that's more
than I pay for a month's rent.
Yeah.
So you tell me which is the elitist art form.
Well, this opera is based, of course, on the novel by Louisa May Alcott. And... it's described as a story of family and gender constraints and virtue and romance. And Tim, you get to do the romance part, or part of the romance part.
Part of it. Yeah, I'm just one of several of the male characters that are vying for all, you know, the daughter's love and attention.
So you are part of a cast of some fine young singers from the Pacific Northwest, and this production is fully staged. It's not stand there and read the part. You're doing all the staging for it, is that
correct? That's correct. We actually did this production about a month ago in Eugene as part of Eugene Opera's season. It was the final show of their 2015-2016 season. And then we got the chance to come here and do a bit of a revival, but there's been some shifting. There's a couple of new singers. The woman singing Marmee, our mother, is new, as well as the person singing Professor Bear.
Yeah, and Gideon, too.
Oh, right, yes.
And the fathers.
Of course. So we actually got here on Wednesday and have been trying to remember how it goes and put in the new people and be in a new space, but it's been a really fun and exciting...
Collecting prop pieces from around town.
Yeah. We've had some amazing support from our volunteer stage director and lighting designer.
And you're going to be doing it with piano tonight,
yes,
and tomorrow,
yeah,
right, as opposed to a full orchestra. Has that been quite an adjustment, or did that work pretty well?
Well, in the rehearsal process, we always do it with piano because you can't have the full orchestra there playing all of the rehearsals.
Sure.
So they have the piano reduction that they just hire one person to play, which he's doing an amazing job playing all of the instruments just on the piano, and then and the conductor's there to lead him, but also keep us all in line. And it's not really that hard because
yeah,
that's what
well
we've
supported.
Practiced with. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us a little bit about you, Tim. What's your background and how did you get cast in the show?
Well, I auditioned for Eugene Opera last year, and it took me a while to hear back, but I don't really, my background really isn't in singing. Even though I have a degree from the University of Oregon in singing, I didn't discover that I was good at singing until I went to Lane Community College, and one of the professors there was like, you really need to do this. Before then, I wanted to be a skateboarder. And I still am. I work at a skateboard shop in Eugene, and then sing opera whenever I can.
I'm expecting to see a YouTube one day of the singing skateboarder. Somehow this is going to come together, I know.
That should happen.
Oh, all right. We'll work on that.
We'll go viral.
Jocelyn, what's your background?
Well, I've always been into music and singing. I learned really young that that is what I loved and I was okay at, and so I kept pursuing that and went to college for several years, undergrad at Oberlin, and then two different grad degrees at Peabody in Baltimore. And it's just kind of always been that thing that I love doing and will do anything that I can to keep doing it.
And how did you both steer into opera? I mean, a lot of your peers probably into different kinds of music. Was opera something that appealed to you early on, or this came more recently?
I just like the music, you know, more than other genres of music. I mean, it's just the grand scale of it, and the melodies and everything about it is just so great. I mean, the first aria that I had to learn was Mozart, and I just loved it. And then once I watched the opera, I was like, oh, okay. And then I was kind of, I don't know, it just
really draws you in.
Yeah, you just get sucked into it because it's so, the music is just so good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think my first experience as a kid was being taken to the Chicago Opera by a girlfriend's parents, and that 80-piece orchestra cranked up, and it's like taking a bath in music.
And yeah, I thought, that's a really good way to put it.
I'm going to like this.
Yeah.
So, well, that's great. So, Little Women, it's an opera for today based on the novel by Louisa May Alcott, and it's going to be performed tonight at 7:30, and that's at the Performing Arts Center, and then tomorrow at 2 o'clock. At the Performing Arts Center.
Yes, and it is in English, and there are super titles.
Oh, great. So they're using super so you can ensure you're understanding
the
plot
line.
Yeah,
so this is actually a really great first exposure to opera, because not only is it a really familiar story with very relatable themes and characters, but you will understand every single thing that we sing.
Well, I understand the first act, too, is kind of fun. Actually,
the whole thing is fun.
Yeah, there's a lot of little treasure moments that Mark Adamo wrote into the score that just make it, I don't know, just make it fun amidst all the chaos.
One of my favorite things about this piece in particular is that it's so clever. The composer Mark Adamo is just, there are lots of themes throughout that keep coming back, and so he helps you make those connections in the story just, you know, through the music itself.
Well, what have I forgotten to ask you that I should have? What else do you want us to know about Little Women tonight?
I don't know. You've done a pretty thorough job.
Okay. Well, good. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you again. That's Little Women by the Eugene Opera. It's being presented tonight and tomorrow afternoon at the Performing Arts Center. Oh, tell us the director's name and the musical director's name, and you pronounce them so much better than
I know. The general director is Mark Bidere, and he's also doing the role of Gideon.
Which is the father.
Which is the father, yes. And then Andrew Bezance is the conductor, the musical director.
And our pianist name is Jeremy Rieger. We can't
mention him. And he's incredible.
He is playing the entire orchestra.
He's going to be working hard, both performances. Well, thanks. Tim McCoy and Jocelyn Thomas, thanks, and break a leg tonight.
Thank you very much.
It's great to have you with us.
Thank you.
All right, you're listening to Arts Live and Local on Coast Community Radio, and Carol is not here today, so my name is Roger Rocca, and I am sitting in. Next up, we're going to talk with some folks from the North Coast Symphonic Band. Now that we've got the blood flowing and your spirits up, I can tell you that we are in a studio absolutely packed with Beckers this afternoon. We have conductor Dave Becker and soloists Andy and Rachel Becker here from the North Coast Symphonic Band, which will be performing this Sunday at the Liberty Theater in a very patriotic concert. So welcome to you all.
Yes, well, thank you. It's great to be here.
Dave, would you like to start out and tell us a little bit about this concert? I understand it's quite a wide-ranging affair.
It is, and this is... I'm really looking forward to this. This is kind of our big concert of the four or five that we do every year with the North Coast Band. It's big because it's free, and it's big because it's celebrating the 4th of July. Only we're on the 3rd of July for the concert, so it's a great theme. The theme of the concert this year is American Heroes, and so I've tried to select music that's heroic in nature and honors a wide variety of people that have been heroes to various people in our history and personally, and I've got two of my heroes here with me in the studio, our two vocalists, my son Andy and daughter-in-law Rachel, and they have performed with the band before, and they were a huge hit, and so we're excited to have them back again. The band is very excited to have them back, and I am too, to do this patriotic concert on Sunday.
So. Well, Andy and Rachel, kind of tell us what you've been up to since you last performed with the band, And how did Dave manage to get you back?
Well, we're both teachers. I teach middle school choir, and Rachel's a fourth grade teacher. So we've actually been mainly being educators for the past year. But we've also been in the process of putting together our own little concerts that we're doing actually very shortly after this concert in Portland.
Yeah, I love being a fourth grade teacher in the Portland area, and sometimes I perform with local theater companies, most specifically musical theater, and mm-hmm. It's an honor to be here this weekend and to play with this band and specifically to honor all the American heroes in our community, in our lives. So thank you.
Well, Dave, you've been off doing other things as well.
Yes, I'm retired though, supposedly. And one of the reasons I said at the beginning I'm really excited about doing this concert is I don't get to do this one every other year, because this time last summer we were traveling in Europe or getting ready to leave for Europe with the Oregon Ambassadors of Music that my wife and I put together, and we've just finished recruiting for our 2017 tour, so I'll miss the 4th of July next year again with this group. We have 400 students enrolled to go on that at this point, so wow. It's a huge deal, and yeah. It takes a lot of our time, but we're done with that and ready to do music with the North Coast Band. That's really the focus right now. So,
well, tell me a little bit about what people will experience when they come on Sunday. There's actually a pre-show even, right?
Right. The pre-show is our members of the ensemble. We've also got some fine jazz players in there. And so there's a North Coast big band that's quite active in the area that Lee Stromquist conducts. And for this, we're going to hear some of the players out of that that are also in our symphonic band. So it'll be the North Coast Jazz Ensemble, and they'll be doing some jazz standards with Bob Joyner on valve trombone. I think he's going to play mostly, and then Peter Hinsbeck on tenor sax, and then rhythm section out of the band. So they're all great players, and it'll be fun. It's American music. I mean, so this is a very American program, and what better way to start off, warm the audience up with some American jazz.
Well, you're even going to have some non-musicians in the program, I understand. Isn't the fire chief involved in some way?
Yes, he has a cameo role. And this is the second time he will have performed with the group. I wasn't there for the other time, but yeah, we're excited about that.
And the instrument he plays is the...
Well, it's kind of a surprise.
Okay.
It's associated with fires, though.
So this is Leonard Hansen, right, who's
yes.
going to be there?
Yeah, okay, yeah, so. He's going to be. I guess we haven't rehearsed with him yet. We're going to do that tomorrow night, so I'm excited about that. But the program has got a lot of variety in it, and, you know, we really do this for all ages and a wide audience. There are patriotic pieces in there. Sousa marches, like the one that you had on as we were coming in, and these vocalists are wonderful on the pieces they're going to do. Rachel's going to be doing "You Raise Me Up," which Josh Groban popularized, but has been around for a few years. It's a really inspirational song about any hero, any kind of hero you want to honor.
Well, Rachel, tell me a little bit about the things that you'll be doing and your relationship with him.
When Dave approached this song and shared that, you know, what do you think about "You Raise Me Up," and I listened to it and I thought it really spoke to me as an individual and who I am, and looking towards other people, and also just, you know, the essence of what a song can mean to you and help you get through difficult situations. And I think that this song's really beautiful. And Andy and I have the good fortune to also sing a really beautiful medley of fun 1940s music. And I grew up listening to that, and it's just really exciting. And we have a little surprise in the song as well. So we hope that people will really enjoy it and get into the spirit of
So are you doing 1940s sort of pop, like Andrew Sisters kind of things, or?
There's a little snippet of that.
Little Andrew Sisters in there.
Yeah, a little bit. Well, it's a medley. The medley's entitled "The Home Front," mm-hmm. Musical Memories of World War II, and so it's about the people that stayed home, the wives and support people that stayed home, that were heroes too in World War II, and it's got all the great tunes. "It's Been a Long, Long Time," "Thanks for the Memories," "Bell Bottom Trousers," "Bluebirds Over the White Cliffs," and over that type of thing.
So ironically, there was some great music that came out of that awful time.
Yes, yes. Right. Some of the best.
Yeah.
Andy, what about you? Can you tell us a little bit about the things you'll be doing?
Well, yeah, I'll be singing. We're pulling an old standard for me out of the chest, I guess you could say. I'm going to be singing "God Bless USA" as my solo piece, which is a song that I did when I was singing with the 104th Division Army Reserve Band, and it was sort of one of our big standards back then. So I'm actually really excited to get to pull that one back out and sing it, especially on a perfect holiday like 4th of July, which is, you know, coming out of the military, it's kind of nice to have that kind of celebration.
This is a free concert, a 4th of July concert for the public, but no one is going to discourage donations.
Correct, yeah. That's how we do it.
And what would happen with the donations? Is that to help support the band?
Right. I mean, we have expenses putting these on. We do get some grants occasionally, but we have to pretty much fund everything just from our performances. And so it's an all-volunteer organization. The band's been going for about 37 years now. We've got some of the original members are still in it. Personnel ranges from, we have some high school students up to an 85-year-old who's going to be featured prominently on the show. And along those lines, with high school students, we've got some very talented high school students that play with us, or some just out of high school. And one of them is Johnny Barker, who is a fine percussionist, goes to Astoria High School. And he's going to be featured on a rudimental snare drum solo from the Revolutionary War times.
Huh.
We're real excited about that. You don't get to hear this kind of music very often. The band has an accompaniment to it, but he'll be playing three kind of famous rudimental solos. And it turns out that his family's done some genealogy research, and he is a descendant or has a distant relative that was a drummer in the Revolutionary War. If I have that all correct. So
there's a little bloodline going back there.
He's got the genes for it. So we're doing that. There's a lot, like I said, there's a lot of variety. There should be something for everybody on this. We really work at that. And one of the things that I'm excited to get the audience reaction from is we're doing a piece called Trumpets and Bridges, which is to kind of honor the heroes that got the Astoria Megler Bridge built 50 years ago, since this is the anniversary of that. And we've got a wonderful set of photos from Sarah's old photos and some video footage prepared by Jeff Daly that we're going to be projecting on the screen while we play this really uplifting piece about trumpets and bridges.
And this would be Sarah Meyer's photos, right? Sarah and Chuck have a great collection. Yeah.
Yes. So it's really interesting. So it's, we're not just honoring, heroes like Abraham Lincoln, which we're playing a piece from the movie Lincoln, Apollo 13, those kinds of heroes. We're also, honoring everyday heroes, like the people, civic leaders back in the day that could come together and work together and get that bridge built.
That sounds, civic leaders that could come together and work together is beginning to sound like something strange.
Yes, I know.
In this day and age. So the show is going to start at 7?
At 7. The pre-concert starts at 7. And
so doors probably will open like 6:30?
Doors open at 6:45.
6:45, okay.
And we've got some setup to do prior to that. So 6:45, and then North Coast Jazz Ensemble will warm things up for us with some nice improvisation jazz tunes, old standards that people will probably recognize. And then we take the stage at 7:30 and play about a two-hour concert with an intermission. But it should be uplifting and lots of toe-tapping, and we'll do a little sing-along at the end if people know the words when we honor all the service branches, including the Merchant Marine. Andy and Rachel are going to lead the singing on that, and so people can stand up and join in when their
service medley comes through.
Service medley piece comes through. So it's always fun. And we've got Clatsop Post 12 is going to be here with the Color Guard and all sorts of things like that. So should be a lot of fun for people.
Well, by the time you're done, we should all be raring to go and ready for the 4th of July for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, Andy and Rachel, what have I forgotten to ask you that I should have? Has your dad been treating you okay since you've been here?
Yes.
Oh, we just got here.
It's always a fun time to come out and get to work with family and get to support a community. So.
And we both just love singing with the North Coast Symphonic Band. I mean, it's pretty cool as singers to get to sing with a full band behind us, because normally for us it's just a piano or without.
Absolutely. It's a really great community group. They're very supportive.
It's one of the treasures we have in this community. And for a place as unpopulous as we are, we have an awful lot going in the arts and so on. So we're lucky.
Yeah,
yes. And that's been a real pleasant surprise after moving here 4 or 5 years ago. We lived down in Manzanita, and I've been up on the North Coast a lot fishing over the years, but I didn't really get to know the community until we moved to Manzanita and got involved with this group.
Yeah.
So I'm having a great time working with them and learning more and more and more about Astoria. And you're right. I mean, there's all these little hidden gems and things that are exciting to find out about.
Well, thanks for coming today, and thanks for putting on this great patriotic show for us. Again, it's the North Coast Symphonic Band, a 50-member band, directed by Dave Becker. And the title of the program is American Heroes. It's a free concert of patriotic music, but you are more than welcome to make a donation if you would like to when you're there. Doors are going to open at 6:45. This is this Sunday. Pre-show starts at 7, and the North Coast Symphonic Band goes on at 7:30, and this is at the Liberty Theater. Anything to add to that?
No. We wish everybody a happy July 4th holiday,
yeah.
And hope to see lots of you there.
Well, let's send them out with a little bit more music from your group. And you are listening to Arts Live and Local on Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria, 91.9 FM, KTCB Tillamook, 89.5. And as usual, we are streaming live on the web at coastradio.org. So glad you're with us today. Carol is gone. My name is Roger Rocca, and I am sitting in. Again, the weather today, partly cloudy with highs of partly sunny. And I'm not sure exactly what the difference is between partly sunny and partly cloudy. None of us knows. Anyway, highs of 60 to 70. Tonight, mostly cloudy with lows of 50 to 55. Mostly cloudy, we can kind of understand. Tomorrow, cloudy in the morning and then partly sunny, highs of 60 to 65. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy in the evening, lows of 50 to 55. Sunday, mostly cloudy, highs 60 to 65, lows of 50 to 55. And on Monday, Independence Day, mostly cloudy, highs of 60 to 65 and lows of 50 to 55. All right, we are going to be talking in just a moment with the Astor Street Opry Company. You're hearing in the background is a little bit of music from the Paul McKenna Band. If you were listening earlier this afternoon, you heard them on Thistle and Shamrock. And the neat thing is they are going to be here in Astoria later this month. Coast Community Radio actually is bringing them in for a concert and dance at the Astoria Armory. And that will be on Thursday, July 21st, starting at 7:30 p.m. And the Armory will be providing or offering food and beverage, including, I think, some of Fort George's finest. And so it should be a good evening. So concert, dance, a little Scottish music, Scottish folk and traditional music. Should be a lot of fun. All right, we have with us this afternoon three, count them, three members of the Astor Street Opry Company who are with us to talk about the soon-to-open 2016 edition of Shanghai in Astoria. So would you introduce yourselves, please?
I'm Ashley Mundell. I play Miss Macy.
I'm Dina Tuving. I play Vivian.
I'm Tim Murphy, and I play Sneak.
Well, tell us about this year's show. How is it going so far? And now you open on, what, the 7th? So it's coming
July
up.
July 7th, yeah.
So we're less
it's
than a week away.
It's the 32nd anniversary season. So 32 years.
And
awesome.
Yes.
Tickets are $17 to $21.
And they can be purchased online at our website, which is www.AstorStreetOperyCompany.com or calling 503-325-6104 and talk to Chris Lynn.
Yes.
She'll make your reservation
yes,
for you.
Yes, she will.
Well, is this a role that's new to you? Have you done this particular role before?
I actually have. I've done this role 11 times. But Chris Lynn Taylor, who's also known as Miss Macy, she's done it. I think this is her 22nd year.
20-something.
Yeah, quite a few.
Yeah, quite a few.
Yeah, so we've shared it for quite some years now.
So you think you've got the role down by now?
Yeah, I do. 11-year understudy. I should pretty much know it pretty well by now.
Well, on the outside chance that anyone is listening who's been here for any length of time and hasn't seen Shanghai in Astoria, can you tell us a little bit about the show and about your role in it?
Yes, it's a musical melodrama. It's a pretty vaudevillian. It's set around Astoria and its culture. It's about a Norwegian boy who gets shanghaied by Miss Vivian, who Dina plays, and Sneak, who Tim plays. So they're villainous. And I get to kind of ride the line of villain and heroine. I play a brothel owner, so I play a madam. But I also, you know, I get to, like, hear in on what the villains, Crook and Sneak, have done and blow the whistle on them. Be like,
and she's
been shanghaied.
She's a madam with a heart of gold.
The show is very broad
yes.
and very funny. And there's some really amazingly good music
yeah.
that was written yes. 30-odd years ago, for this show. So if you haven't ever seen it, It is well worth your trip.
Absolutely.
And Miss Vivian, you are sort of lascivious, I believe.
Yes, I'm quite a bit lascivious. This is my fourth year playing this part, and it's fun to play it with Sneak. He's an old snake that comes into my establishment. I sell him the Mickey so that we can get Eric and send him away, as Crook once done.
Yes, and this is not send him away in a nice way to
no.
the Bahamas or something.
Although he could go to the southern part on a boat,
He could. He would have no idea where he was going.
No.
How about you, Sneak?
The name Sneak, not Snake,
right.
Just so everybody knows.
So everybody wants to know how you do the tongue.
Honestly, for me, when you get into the character, you just... It goes. I can't help it, and sometimes kind of come off as just, you know, big guy there. He's just like, big oaf type guy, you know.
Well, Snake is the heavy, right? He's the guy that that the bad guy sort of employs as his...
Yeah,
I'm
his henchman.
His henchman,
and,
yes.
It's quite... Interesting. This is my second year doing this role, but I've been here with the company off and on since 1999.
So you've henched in the past. You've henched last year. What have you done prior to henching?
Yako, Ano, Pat, Mike.
He's playing Crook this year
and
for
I'm
a
also
weekend.
Playing Crook for a weekend. So.
You have been through the cast.
Yeah.
You have not, however, ever been Miss Vivian.
No, not Vivian.
Not even the
not
one show a year when roles are reversed?
No.
Topsy-turvy.
Topsy, I've actually been Miss Macy
yeah.
and Virginia.
Virginia.
Well, have you been lascivious before?
This is my fourth year doing Lascivious, and I did step in and do Wong Long one weekend. In Topsy, since you brought it up, I did play Crook, and I also played one of the sisters. Last year, I danced with a walker. It was older sisters.
One of the older sisters. Yes. Well, who's behind the show? Who's directing, and who is the offstage crew this year?
Okay, our director is Nate Buchholz, and this is his
fifth
year directing this particular play. So he played in Scrooge this last year. He played the big crook, mm-hmm. and so he has played many parts within the show, and now with the directing part, he has added some interesting little touches this year, and I encourage people who have seen the Shanghai before to please come in and see it again, because Nate's done a few little twists and turns in it, and I won't give it away.
It's a show that just invites twists and turns, doesn't it?
The show is constantly growing.
And they're a lot of fun, these twists.
We also have a new pianist this year, which is a little different. So for the past years, Phil Morrill has been playing for, I think, 10, 12 years. And this year it is Vincent.
I don't know his last name.
I love him. Vincent. He's going to be great. Mm-hmm. He put a new, different twist on the way he plays the show. It's a little bit more delicate in some places and a little bit creepier in some places. It surprises me, and I'm doing it for the 11th year. So.
Well, one of the neat things about Shanghai is it's always been live music.
Yes.
There's always guys in the pit playing the music for their show, and they can kind of react to how the audience is reacting and to how you guys are reacting, because it's never the same two nights in a row, is it?
Never.
No, when it's live theater, it never is.
Now, have you ever been out there and one of the other performers who has done something that so surprised you, you weren't quite sure what was going to happen next?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Or you get a mouthful of popcorn right at the time
when
that
people
you
are throwing.
One year, our director, Nate, he sent out one of Mark Castle's to talk to me in a William Shatner accent. And I was the only one on the cast that didn't know what was going on. So needless to say, I came off stage not very happy, thinking that the other actor had messed up. But really, it was Nate.
He's usually behind it.
Well, that sounds like you're all having a lot of fun with the
show.
We are. What have I forgotten to ask you about the show that you would like people to know?
Oh, goodness.
Your goodness has nothing to do with it.
Oh, your goodness has nothing to do with it. Yes, that's
you
true.
You knew that was going to happen, didn't you? Well, I can tell you that it starts July 7th, which is what? Today is the 1st, so
next
Thursday. And it's going to run through September 10th, and it will be on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays.
And there are Sunday matinees this year, four of them?
Three of them. Mm-hmm. Three of them.
And so the times on the show, the evening show's what? The doors open at 6:30?
Yes.
And the show starts at 7.
Mm-hmm.
And
the ticket booth opens at 6.
Mm-hmm.
And then the doors at 6:30.
So if you wanted to just come get a ticket one night on a spontaneous whim, you can definitely just come down to the box office and get it. You don't have to make reservations.
And no one has to go hungry or thirsty at the show either.
No. The Miss Vivian Saloon is sponsored by Fort George.
And the soda fountains are sponsored by El Tapatio.
Neat. And we have hot dogs, and of course we have lots of popcorn.
And again, if you've not seen the show, it is not only a place to be entertained, but also to work out all of your aggressions by throwing popcorn at people on the stage, at the person who's with you. It kind of...
That's our favorite part.
Yeah.
It's the time they let us eat.
So you just make sure that you're speaking your lines with your mouth sufficiently open. Is that
the idea?
And you get a popcorn
snack?
Catch as
much as you can.
Who gets the most popcorn thrown at them?
I think Sneak.
Sneak?
I think Sneak.
Vivian gets a good amount, too, though.
Yeah, I get a good amount, too. Yeah, true.
Well, to get tickets, you can get them at the box office in front of the theater. And for people who may not know, the theater is on Bond Street.
Yes.
Just short of where it joins up again with Marine Drive. So I don't recall exactly what the number address is, but it's sort of across from Pig and Pancake-ish.
Kind of behind, yeah, yeah, across from behind, behind it is yeah, West Bond.
West Bond Street.
Yes.
And you can get tickets also on the website, which is at www.AsterStreetOperyCompany.com. Or you can call the Shanghai Ticket Hotline, and that's 503-325-6104. That number sounds familiar. Is Judy still doing that?
Absolutely.
Judy's this still is, involved this year.
This is actually Judy's last year as our production manager. So we're squeezing everything we can out of her and dedicating the whole year to her.
All right. Well, thanks very much, folks, for coming. And see Shanghai in Astoria. It opens July 7th, and it is a treat, and it is fun, and you don't want to miss it. So, whoa. We've got a little Scottish music in the background here as we bring in the Nehalem All-Stars are up next. So stand by.
You can cut the weeds before they start to bud. If you leave them to grow high, they'll silence your voice. And in December, you may be with your blood. So close your eyes, stop your ears, shut your mouth and take it slow. Let others take the lead and you bring up the rear. And wait till you can see you didn't know. Every day another vulture takes flight. There's another danger born every morning. In the darkness of your blindness, the beast will learn to bite. How can you fight if you can't recognize a warning? So close your eyes, stop your ears, shut your mouth and take it slow. Let others take the lead and you bring up the rear. And wait till you can see you didn't know. It's them, not you, that's fallen in the hole. So close your eyes, stop your ears, shut your mouth and take it slow. Let others take the lead and you bring up the rear. And wait till you can see you didn't know. The pack. It's alright if you agree with all they do. If fascism is slowly climbing back, it's not here yet, so what's it got to do with you? Close your eyes, stop your ears, shut your mouth and take it slow. Let others take the lead and you bring up the rear. And wait till you can see you didn't know. Weeds are all around us and they're growing. It'll soon be too late for the knife. If you leave them on the wind that around the world is blowing, you may pay for your silence with your life. So close your eyes, stop your ears, shut your mouth and take it slow. Let others take the lead and you bring up the rear. And wait till you can see you didn't know. Your eyes, stop your ears, shut your mouth and never fear. And if it happens here, they'll never come for you, because they'll know you really didn't care.
And again, we're hearing the Paul McKenna Band, and they were on Thistle and Shamrock earlier today, and they will be in Astoria on July 21st, at 7:30 p.m. at the Astoria Armory for a concert and dance sponsored by Coast Community Radio. And you can actually get tickets now at coastradio.org. It should be a great evening. The New York Times calls them probably the best folk or traditional band to come out of Scotland in the last 20 years. So pretty high praise, and they're just a lot of fun. Well, we are lucky enough to have with us in the studio this afternoon, Fred LeCaff, who is with the Nehalem All-Stars. So, Fred, welcome to you.
Thank you, Roger.
Well, tell me, you folks are going to be performing this weekend.
We are. This is the second time we've put on a dance at this time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
We called it a solstice dance, but it's actually beyond that. It's just a midsummer dance.
Close to the solstice dance.
Yeah. We're a lively band of oldsters. We've all had careers, some of us in music more than others, but I'm really I'm the oldest member of the band,
mm-hmm.
and I'm probably the only one that's retired.
Well, tell me a little about the kind of music that you play.
We're a mix. Dinah Urell dreamed up a slogan for us that was ragtime to reggae with a little roots rock in between.
Ragtime, reggae, and roots rock.
Something.
That's
we try to cover
spectrum.
All the bases, you know. But, I'm old enough that a lot of my favorite music came out of the 40s, and I'm respecting that and trying to revive some of that, and the 50s as well.
Mm-hmm.
But we also try to throw in some more current stuff from the 80s and 90s. And just, it's more by the song than the genre. We, you know, if we like a song, we don't care where it came from.
Exactly. Music is so universal. You hear music, and it's good music, and it doesn't matter if when it was written or when it was first performed.
It doesn't really. If it's good, it's ageless.
Right. So now, where are you going to be performing?
This is going to be in downtown Wheeler, mm-hmm. beautiful downtown Wheeler at the, we call it the Tsunami Ballroom. It's really the Tsunami Bar and Grill. Mm-hmm. It's the upstairs of
that. I like Tsunami Ballroom, though. It kind of has a nice sound to it.
A little tonier than the Bar and Grill. But it's a very nice setup. They have a dance floor, nice little stage, and it overlooks the water. We'll get a beautiful sunset.
Yeah.
It's going to be just really gorgeous.
Well, and the weather is certainly cooperating. Now, this is tomorrow that you're playing,
right? Yeah, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow
8
night.
8 o'clock. So we figure there'll be a few people out. It was a good time to have a
good holiday weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is, the weather's been cooperative, so you're going to have that sunset. And the concert is very reasonably priced, I noticed.
We try to keep it down.
Yeah.
We're not in it for the money. And we don't want anybody to stay home because they, you know, can't afford it.
Mm. Well, it sounds like you're in it for the fun, and it sounds like it's going to be fun for the audience as well. Tell me about the other members of your group. How big a group is it? And
we've got a core of four of us, just the typical bass, drums, guitar, and keyboard. I mm-hmm. play the keyboard, and I do most of the singing. The mm-hmm. other guys sing occasionally or sing backup. And then we have a kind of a floating horn section that when we can get them, we have trumpet and a couple of different saxophones. And sometimes we get them all at once, and it's really fun. But generally, it's one or the other will show up. So we have it really adds something to the mix to get a
so
especially
for this particular thing tomorrow night, you're going to have you doing vocals and keyboards. And is it Scott Wagner?
Scott Wagner is playing the bass.
Playing the bass. And Mark Wagner?
Mark Wagner, no relation. But they're, Scott's playing the guitar. Mark's playing the bass, I'm sorry.
And then
Ernie Zulka is playing the drums. And he just moved here from back east a couple of years ago. And he's really, he's a spark plug. He's what drives the band. So.
Well, if somebody hasn't been to one of your concerts before or hasn't been to the Tsunami Ballroom before, what should they expect when they go down to Wheeler tomorrow night or to come and see you?
They should expect to have a good time, bring their dancing shoes, because we're all about rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
And we do everything from waltzes to hip-hop to, I think we cover every dance style, a lot of swing.
Mm-hmm.
Swing seems to be a popular notion these days.
Well, tell me a little about your background, Fred. How did you come to this point? What have you done in the past?
Oh, Roger, it's a long story. It's a 75-year-old story, and I've been at this since I was about 15, I guess. Started out playing folk music, then Brother Dan and I started a band, and when the Beatles came along, we ditched our banjos and got electric guitars and took off for the big time. We were called the New Tweedy Brothers.
So you went from folk to rock at that point.
Yeah, well, right? Everybody did.
Yeah,
it was a culture shift.
Sure,
Bob Dylan sort of opened the floodgates, and we all realized that this is a lot more fun. And so we did that for 5 or 6 years until the forces of nature, you know, intervened, and we quit. Had to take care of the kids and get jobs and all that stuff. But ever since then, I've been trying to get back to that point. And I've been living in Nehalem for about 10 years, and quietly searching for like-minded musicians. And finally, just about a year ago, we finally coalesced around this group.
Pretty place to be while you're making that search.
Yeah. Well, I played for several years with the Sedona Fire Band down there. They're they're playing tonight at the Farmer's Market in Manzanita. I want to go down and cheer them on. But we parted company just a few months ago, and just because I needed to spend more time. I'm getting old, and I have a limited amount of energy, and it was getting to be too much to try and be in two bands and go to two different practices and all that, and keep up with it all.
So, believe me, I understand.
Yeah, so this is really my, it's a labor of love. I get to sing, and that's my big thing. I can play passably on the piano and the guitar and the ukulele, but I'm really about singing, and that's what keeps me going.
Yeah.
And thank God it does, because, you know, when you get to be a certain age, you don't get to do a lot of the things that you used to have fun doing. But music, I hope I'll be able to keep doing that till they haul me away.
Well, let's hear a little bit of your music.
Okay. Yeah, try that.
We have something
this
here that I think we can play.
A band. This is me in the studio, my little studio band.
All right. Well, here we go. Here I think we go. Well, maybe not. Let's see. Let me back up here.
I don't know. This is... I did all this.
And here
hopefully
we are.
Hopefully we're going to get it to play.
It's we have it playing. There we go. Didn't want to start it first, but now it is.
When the music starts to play, she slides out on the floor, dancing without a partner, swaying to the two and the four. There's a rhythm in her footsteps and a flower in her hair. A smile on her face says she's in a place where she don't have a care. She looking for a lover, looking for a mate. She just wanna dance, she just wanna dance. Well, she's moving kinda lazy, and it's obvious to me this little girl ain't crazy, she's just wild. And she's free, she can feel it in her fingers, and it moves on down her spine. When it hits her hips, she parts her lips, and you know she's feeling fine. She ain't looking for no lover, she ain't looking for no man. She just wanna dance, she just wanna dance, she just wanna dance. Oh, let that go there. Mm-hmm.
she ain't looking for no lover. Ain't looking for romance. She just wanna dance.
And we are listening.
She just wanna dance.
To Fred LaCaff, who is with the Nehalem All-Stars, and they're going to be performing tomorrow night at the Tsunami Ballroom in Wheeler. Fred, anything else you'd like to tell us about the show?
We guarantee a good time. That's, you get your money back if you, if you're not satisfied.
All right.
And so far, we haven't had to give any money back, so I think we're pretty safe there.
Okay, 8 o'clock tomorrow night at... the Tsunami Ballroom in beautiful downtown Wheeler. Fred, thanks very much for coming in with us.
Thank you, Roger. It's been
all
a pleasure.
Right. And you are listening to Coast Community Radio, and this is Arts Live and Local. Carol is gone today. Roger Rock is sitting in. And we couldn't quite let the program go by without hearing a good Scottish accent.
We're going to play a mix of traditional music from Scotland and Ireland. We do write quite a lot of material ourselves, and we also do a few covers from songwriters that we admire, people like James Keelhan. We covered one of his songs many years ago. A few other people as well. So a kind of mix of stuff. Guys like Dick Gochan, Ewan McCall, Peggy Seeger, bands, a few bands back home like the Easy Club and Brian McNeil as well. A whole variety of people.
Well, tell me about the tour that you're doing now. Now you're going, you're traveling quite a bit.
We're going to be everywhere. We started in New Mexico. Then we traveled to Colorado for a couple of shows and a festival, and from there, we travelled to Prince Edward Island in Canada, and that's where I am at the moment, actually. We just played a festival called the Festival of Small Halls, and we head to Canso, Nova Scotia, in a couple of days for the Stan Rogers Festival. And then we're back in the States. We're going to Maryland, I can't quite say it properly.
Maryland, yes.
For a festival, and then from there we fly down to California, and we've got gigs right up the coast until we get to Vancouver Island.
Well, you're not, and it's not just the U.S. You've also been or going to Australia and going around Europe on this tour, right?
Yeah, we were in Australia over December and January. We've already done a tour in Germany. We've had some shows in Scotland as well. We've got this tour, and then we head back to Germany again, Germany and Denmark as well. Yeah, so we're pretty much always on the road.
And that great Scottish accent comes from Sean Gray, who is with the Paul McKenna Band, and they will be with us here in Astoria on July 21st, sponsored by Coast Community Radio. You've been listening to Arts Live and Local on KMUN Astoria 91.9 FM and KTCB Tillamook 89.5. We're streaming live on the web at coastradio.org, and you can listen on your mobile device by using the TuneIn app. We're glad you were with us this afternoon. We hope you enjoyed the show and that you'll be able to go out and see some of the things we talked about. The Eugene Opera presentation of Little Women tonight and tomorrow afternoon. And the North Coast Symphonic Band with a patriotic concert on Sunday. Astor Street Opera Company, which is opening their season, their 32nd season, on July 7th at the ASOC Playhouse. And the last was Fred LaCaff of the Nehalem All-Stars having a concert tomorrow night at the Tsunami Ballroom in Weaver. I'm Roger Rocca. Thanks for listening.